Blog Talk Radio.
Prophecess Rosalind Jennings. I want to welcome all the first timers, all those in the chat room, those who are calling in. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, 412-206-9376. 412-206-9376. Also, if you need 101, if you'd like for me to come out and minister, if you'd like to sow seed, be a part of the ministry, please share the message, because so many people need to know about the power of forgiveness, forgiving and release, forgiving themselves. And we're here on Blob Talk, we're here on Talk Show, speaker, and God has called me also here in Pittsburgh TV. The message has to go for it. So many people need to be healed and delivered through the power of forgiveness. So we do need your financial support. We do need your help as far as sharing this broadcast and getting the word out about the power of forgiveness ministry. So many people need to forgive themselves, forgive others, and let go, and take accountability. Amen. Let's go to prayer. Father, we cover this broadcast. We cover everyone in the blood of Jesus. We call down the fire, your light and the thunder, to destroy any hindrance, any delay, any blockage, any demonic spirit. We call on the fire of the Holy Ghost. And Father, no weapon will form against me shall prosper. No weapon form against the ministry shall prosper. No weapon form against your people shall prosper. No weapon form against their life shall prosper, their health and strength. God, we just ask you to bring healing, to bring deliverance, bring restoration. We need you like never before. We call down the fire in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Once again, the contact me is 412-206-9376. Now, today's topic, I'm going to be very brief, is forgiveness goes both ways. Amen. Forgiveness goes both ways, and we're going to go ahead and do the exercise, the forgiveness exercise. Always come with your pen, your paper, your Bible, and also come to be a servant and also sow a seed and be a blessing to the word of God. Amen. Now, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4, and it's something that we all need to take a look at to have a healthy relationship with God. Number one, you have to have a healthy relationship with God, within yourself, and within others. God first, you second, others. And a lot of times, we cannot have a healthy relationship with God, and ourselves, and others, because we come with so much baggage. So much, it says, let go. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and glamour, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, it says bitterness. Okay, let go of the bitterness, wrath, anger, glamour, evil speaking. Stop speaking word curses over yourself and speaking word curses out of anger, frustration over people. Amen. And it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, glamour, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen. And so before you can have a healthy relationship with God, have a healthy relationship with yourself, you got to let go of all that. Amen. The reason why a lot of us cannot have healthy relationship within our family, within ourselves, with others, because we come with so much baggage and so many of us in denial. You know, everybody else sees it but you. But you can't be in denial, okay? And so we have to really take a reality check, be honest, amen? And so when we let go of all that, then the Bible said, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving, come on, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ, has forgiven you, amen? So God wants us to let go of all the baggage, all the hang-ups, amen? And so we could be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God say has forgiven us. Amen. And so we're going to go ahead. We're going to get the piece of paper out. We're going to write down our names. We're going to write down everyone who we need to forgive. Amen. And number three, we need to turn a piece of paper around, and we need to go back and get things right. You know, a lot of us have said and done things to people that we need to go and get this right. And so right now, let's say, Holy Spirit, who do I need to forgive? Write down your name, write down everybody, and then turn around. Oh, people say, God, we need to repent. You know, you have not done right by individuals. Amen. You know, a lot of us call us as friends and families, but are you there? When a person's going through something, do you pick up the phone once a week? Do you go see them? Do you send them a free e-card? Do you send them a 50-cent card? You know, you can't say you care and love someone, but in their time of grief, in their time of sickness, time of they gone, where were you? You know, love is action. Love is not, and a lot of us are so selfish. It's always about us. It's always about us. Boy, I mean, we always think we're the only one go through, and it doesn't matter how much someone has been there for us, we never think to be there for them. And I noticed today that somebody got to set free. I got to tell the truth. Shame the devil, okay? The people the people that's never there for us, we run out of our way for. Those who are we there for. Now, the ones that are there for us to call us, spend, do things for us, we got to break the spirit of rejection. We got to break the cycle of rejection, because you need to be there for those who's there for you. You don't overlook, come on, somebody, the one that has been there for you, the one stood by you when your family didn't stand by, the one that stood by your own apostle didn't stand by you, the one that was there in your time of sickness, in your time of grief, in your time, but then now when they're going through something, you MIA, you missing it. A lot of us need to repent. A lot of people just don't know how to give in a relationship. A lot of us is very selfish. Amen. So we're going to pray, and we're going to lift it up right now. Let's stand up. Lift up God, and we're going to renounce some things, and I'm going to pray, and we're going to break the spirit of rejection off of people, because people need to learn how to give and how to be supportive, okay? Man, support goes both ways. Giving goes both ways. Prayer goes both ways. Do not be around people that does not know how to be there for you. Somebody just stops for free. If you're around people that only you don't want to do all the giving, you need to find some real friends. A friend is there for you. A friend is there for you emotionally, spiritually, financially. If anybody calls themselves a friend or family, they need to be there for you in action, not just lip service. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and renounce. I renounce all hatred. I renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, bitterness, retaliation, unforgiveness towards only person who have offended me. I forgive them and release them from the prison of my heart in Jesus' name. And you say, I forgive and release any person who have hurt, disappointed, abandoned, mistreat, reject, disrespect me, sexually molest me, sexually harass me, emotionally abuse, verbally abuse, spiritual abuse, and taking advantage of me. I forgive and release them from my heart in Jesus' name. And you say, I renounce all pride. I renounce arrogant, rebellious, disobedient, ego, and I renounce all selfishness, self-promotion, self-rejection, self-hatred, and self-will in Jesus' name. Okay, and then you rip it up. I'm going to pray for your Father in the name of Jesus. I cover everybody in the blood of Jesus. Father, I cover mind and soul and spirit from the crown of the head that no weapon fashioned against them should prosper. No weapon formed against their life should prosper. No weapon formed against their health should prosper. No weapon formed their finance, their purpose, their destiny. And we're going to pray. We're going to break this spirit of rejection, that we will break this cycle, that you won't allow people to use you, and then the ones you go out your way for, they're never there for you, and then you go to the person and you use them, and then the same person you go to them, you're not, that's not on. Support goes both ways. Given, and a lot of people, especially in the black race in churches, we need to know that support goes both ways. I notice people want you to sow and help them, but when you need help, they want to quote Psalms 1, the God is your help, and don't be weary. No, God is everybody's help. God works through people, but we rebuke the spirit of religion. We rebuke the spirit of selfishness, pride, where we want to justify people being selfish. And so, and that's a form of rejection too, that you want people to be there for you, come on somebody, and then when they, you know, support, if you use somebody's life, you need to learn to be a blessing, not a burden, okay? Are you a blessing or you're a burden? In this day and time, you need to know, I need to know that people have my back, amen? I'm not going to be the only one doing all the giving or the supporting, and then when I need, I got to hear scripture, I got to hear about Job. No, the devil is a liar. That's a form of manipulation. That's a form of selfishness, and I will not allow no one to mistreat me. At the end of the day, if you don't have my best interest, if you're not there for me, what I need you in my life, let's get set free. You know, and a lot of us, we really need to work on how to give and how to have a healthy relationship. Amen. So in the mighty name of Jesus, by the new covenant I have with God through the blood of Jesus Christ, I take authority in Jesus Christ and break every curse of rejection. I take authority of Jesus' name, break every curse of a disappointment, misfortune, mistreatment, physical abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, abusive relationship, injustice, and disfavor in Jesus' name. I release myself and family from the curse of rejection, disfavor in Jesus' name. I break every covenant my family and I've made with the demon of rejection, disfavor in Jesus' name. I renounce and denounce the spirit of rejection and disfavor in Jesus' name. I renounce and denounce the spirit of rejection and disfavor in Jesus' name. From today, you spirit of rejection, disappointment, abuse, disfavor have no more power, dominion over me in Jesus' name. I bind and cast out of my life and family the strong men of rejection, disfavor. From today, I decree, declare by faith that I will no more be rejected but accepted, no more hated but loved, no more denied but accepted, no more disappointed but rather pointed to fill my destiny in Jesus' name. And we seal in the blood of Jesus. Amen. I want to turn to the scripture. Because today is forgiveness goes both ways. And in both scriptures, God is telling us that we need to forgive, that if we forgive, he will forgive us. Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 25 through 26. Okay, that's the first scripture. Because we got to know that if we want God to forgive us, we need to walk in forgiveness. And a lot of people cannot walk in forgiveness because of pride, number one, because of anger and because of spirit of offense. And a lot of people, they want to justify it, but, you know, what the word of God says. So we read in Mark 11, 25, 26. It says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it says, but if you do not forgive, come on, neither will your Father which in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So this goes both, so everybody say forgiveness goes both ways. If you want God to forgive you for your sins, come on, somebody. You need to have this. Just like God showed.